Do we want to do this, like, maybe in your office?
Why would you throw logic and reason at me? You don't want to hear the sounds of a toilet flushing?
As much as I enjoy it, I'm not sure if our listeners are really into that.
You don't know our listeners.
I think I know. I've met a few. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Brittany. And we're two librarians who talk about sci-fi and fantasy and a little bit of everything else.
So, hey, everybody. Welcome back. Today, Brittany has a question for you. What's the question?
I harassed people and I asked them, would you rather be 10 feet tall or 10 inches tall?
Ooh. I'm interested. I have a feeling what the majority might say, but I'm interested to see.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Let's do it.
Would I want to be 10 feet tall or 10 inches tall? I think I am much closer to being 10 feet tall than I am 10 inches tall. So I think it'd be much more novel to be 10 inches tall. I wouldn't want to be 10 inches tall forever. I think our cat would try to kill me or eat me because she would think I'd be a mouse. But it would be interesting to explore the world from such a different perspective.
Having grown up a taller than average woman, I always thought being short would be awesome. But now that I can reach things that no one else can, I guess I would go with 10 feet tall.
That's fair.
Yeah.
According to the National Building Code, the average ceiling height in a home is 96 inches or 8 feet. So if I were 10 feet tall, there are very little places I could maybe go, which maybe isn't a bad thing if you want to be antisocial, like, oh, sorry, I can't come over because I don't fit in your house. But no, I don't think I'd like to be 10 feet tall. I think I would rather be 10 inches tall. Think about all the places you can go. Just might take a long time to get there.
I think I would be 10 feet. I think that's an easier adjustment than going to 10 inches. It seems easier for travel, clothing, healthcare. But the plus side of 10 inches is it is more economical. So both would be good. Just depends on how advanced we get.
I would rather be 10 inches tall than 10 feet tall because I would be consuming less resources, which is good for the planet. I could have a really, like, super ripping tiny little pad.
Would you rather be 10 feet tall or 10 inches tall?
10 feet.
Why?
10 inches, you get squished. By everything.
By everything. Mm. But could you fit in a building if you're 10 feet very easily?
Yeah, it'd be difficult, but you could duck.
So I would want to be 10 inches tall, 100%. Life would be a whole lot cheaper as a 10-inch tall person. Your resources would go a lot farther. You don't need to eat as much in order to get the nutrients you need. You could wear doll clothes. You don't need as much toothpaste, so you're not buying toothpaste as often. I don't know why I'm thinking of that one, but just generally, right, resources would go a lot farther. The other thing that I've been very fixated on is the fact that you would be able to travel a lot easier. As a 10-inch tall person, you could probably sneak on a plane or a train or a cruise a lot easier. You'd want to travel with a typical size person because it'd be hard to get around once you get to your destination without a much larger human. But all of this with the caveat that society is unaware of these 10-inch tall people. So either I'm the only 10-inch tall person or we have a really great 10-inch tall person underground that society is largely unaware of, because as we know, if they knew we were there, they would make everything cost the same for us as well. But yeah, that is why I would rather be 10 inches tall rather than 10 feet tall. Okay, bye.
Okay, so what is our answer to would you rather be 10 inches or 10 feet tall?
Okay. After giving it a lot of thought, I'm going to be weird and I'm going to say 10 inches tall.
Okay.
because I absorbed a lot of literature on, like, for example, the borrowers, also known as the littles, I guess you'd say. And I like the idea of living in a teacup or a teapot.
Yeah.
Or like the Brisby household, you know, the cement block. I always wanted to live in Mrs. Frisbee's house.
Oh, from the Rats of Nim.
Rats of Nim.
Okay.
I would make a life borrowing items from people, mm-hmm. and use it to decorate and design my house, which may or may not be a teapot or a cement block or a shoebox, whatever I can find. What would you, what would you be?
I don't like either one, like, but
you have to, that's the parameters. You made them. You can't say no.
Well, because I made them, I can now change them. No, it's unfair. I would want the parameter of, like, it's not forever.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just, like, a day or two.
Right.
If it was just a day or two, that's still really hard. I think I would go with Tiny.
Yeah.
I think I would. But I would have to, like, prepare for it.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have a cat. She would eat me. Definitely.
Yeah. So you'd have to get her used to Brittany as your size. Ooh. She would still hunt you and kill you, though, I think.
Oh, totally. Because you know what I'd want to do? I would want to swim in a bowl of mac and cheese. That
you could do so many fun stuff as small.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Because I thought about being really tall. And this is so vain of me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All the big people I've heard, their voices sound like this.
And they move really slow because they're like, they're bigger, you know?
Yeah. And they don't live as long, even though I get at my parameters just a couple days, but they don't live as long. And they're like, hi. And I'm not trying to judge those people. I get it. They can't help it. Their lungs are big.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my vanity is saying I don't want to sound like a T-Rex.
You don't
want to
sound like a giant.
No. Can you just imagine? Hey, Brett.
Actually, 10 feet isn't, I mean, it's really tall.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'd be like, you know, Godzilla, you know. Godzilla's like 200 feet.
The only reason I'd want to be 10 feet tall is to frighten the patrons.
That's right.
That would be fun.
That'd be fun.
Sorry, patrons, but not that sorry. Can you just imagine me having to come into the library? I don't think the ceilings are tall enough.
I'm here.
What if somebody was acting a fool and they're like, oh, you need to talk to Brittany. And I just come crawling out from the back room.
Can I help you?
What's the problem?
Okay, maybe I want to be 10 feet tall.
You would be the dragon in our office. I love it.
Fee, fi, fo, fum.
Come on. I'm hungry.
All right, attention, my 10 feet tall.
I mean, just
to harass people.
Just, yes, just for the sheer joy of seeing the fear on people's faces.
Oh my God.
That would be
amazing.
Living life. Yeah, I don't think I'd enjoy being 10 feet tall on a regular basis, no. Because then I can't hide from people I don't like. You know, you're in the supermarket.
I'm aware of this problem.
You're like standing above the aisle, or like the what is it? What are those called? The shelvings?
Yeah.
There's no way you can hide.
I'm 6 feet tall and it's a problem. Like, luckily Brett is also really tall,
yeah.
But I have to say I'm a little bit thicker than him, yeah. So I can't, like, easily hide.
You can't hide behind him.
No, I have to, like, dart away if I see someone I don't like. This is why I do grocery pickup now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, I get that. Remember, we've talked about this. I'm horrible at hide and seek. Where am I going to hide?
It's true.
So, no, you have to go opposite. You have to go intimidation factor now.
Okay. Intimidation for funsies, though.
Yeah. Because if people see me in the store, they're the ones who have to run. And I can just look over in the aisles and be like, I see you.
I love it.
You just have to own it.
You do. It's very true. Okay. So yeah, so many fun things to do. I'm still sticking with small.
I'll be big. Okay. You can ride on my shoulder.
I would too. I'd probably make a little birdhouse, you know.
I'm here for that.
You could carry my house like a backpack or something like that.
Oh my God. That would be...
Let's go, Joshua.
I open the door. Hello. Don't go that way. Never go that way.
I like how you're British.
I know.
Small.
Come inside, have a nice cup of tea.
Oh my god. So that's our short episode for today.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Thanks everybody for coming.
And don't forget to watch what you want.
Play what you want. And read what you want.
And be as tall as you want.
Or as small as you want. Whatever, don't judge me.
Yeah. Bye everybody.
Bye.
This is a library podcast, everybody.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah. So, Coos Bay Public Library, thank you for giving us a roof over our heads.
Thanks for supplying, like, all the equipment.
All the equipment.
Thanks for letting us do this project.
Yeah. And to meet all of your bookish needs, please hit us up. Come by, give us a call, send us an email, whatever you want.
Don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird. Yeah, we got books, movies, games, what you got. Whatever you want.
All right. We will see you all later.
Bye.
Bye.
10 inches, that's
just under a foot.
Yeah, no, I'm just picturing, so the reason I have to picture that is because we have chickens at my house and chickens will tear apart anything smaller than them. You would be smaller than them.
Yeah.
But I also think that probably people would carry them in a little basket or something past the chickens.
You know, you could potentially train those chickens to carry you around.
Holy cannoli, that would be the coolest. I don't trust them, they're too vicious.
Yeah.
They're not like horses, they're not like cows, they are little Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Maybe ducks?
Yeah. Aww.